Sada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. As President Trump fights the election results, House Democrats are demanding to know why Joe Biden has not been designated president-elect to access federal money and resources for the transition.
House Oversight Committee Chair Carolyn Maloney and the head of the Appropriations Committee, Nita Lowey, are asking GSA Administrator Emily Murphy for a briefing on why she has not ascertained Joe Biden as the winner of the presidential election.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is the first being submitted to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use approval. It's already being produced. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox Business Network he expects 20 million people to be vaccinated by the end of the year.
The groups we should be thinking about that were fairly obvious, which is our most vulnerable, those in nursing homes, assisted living, et cetera, as well as our healthcare workers and our first responders.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our week-long chill is fading, and I think you're going to love the details of the weekend forecast. Today, total sunshine, a warmer day with a high up to about 73. Tonight, not nearly as cold as it has been. Overnight low, 51. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine. Great Saturday forecast. Both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 70s. Sunday, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. Monday will be in the low 70s and dry. We've got our eyes on a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week that looks pretty interesting. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Shea Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Police have not released a cause of death. Right now, no arrests have been made. The latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 27,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, bringing the total case count to more than 189,000. And state health officials say if you're traveling for the holidays, you should take some steps to make it as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks. We'll be prepared for takeoff.
Limu, how cool is this? Your first time flying. Oh, I didn't mean... Listen, Limu, you might not be able to fly, but you do something even cooler. You tell strangers that Liberty Mutual customizes their car insurance so they only pay for what they need.
Sir, do you have a certificate for your service bird?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Final hour of the program here on a lovely Friday morning. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie in the house, man of the phones. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good, buddy.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Thank you so much, folks, for being patient here. Let's quickly go to Urbanite. Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing, bud?
Hey, you know, keeping it real on Friday.
Amen.
Hey, this is more for probably Jack because he's a little bit older than the rest of us. Hey, after the Kent State riot, did things seem to settle down with the college kids since people were getting shot for real?
You know, I'll be honest. I remember when it happened, but I don't have a vivid memory of did it continue or whatever.
Right, the temperament, I got you, and the tone of how things were going after that. Because this is my thing. I think at this stage of the game, once they start the rioting again, that real bullets need to be used, not rubber bullets.
Well,
because I think we're going to have to tap down this dissension and disarray on a level this country's never had to deal with before.
Well, it's possible. I remember the, and I was only 13, right? I was 12, during the Chicago unrest during the Democrat National Convention in 68. And that was, you know, the height of the Vietnam War. Johnson had decided not to run again. Mayor Daley was trying to keep the city from splitting apart, but that was a really bad time, and I remember the Kent State thing was really bad. You know, when people get killed, it's just, you know. But the country was in a lot of turmoil back then, and we got through it somehow. I mean, whatever it is, we'll get through it. But
oh no, am I irrational in saying what I'm saying, that we're going to have to get real with these kids? And that, I guess, no, all the suburban moms are going to have to shut the hell up because they baby got shot.
Well,
I mean, that's the only way I can see it being put into some kind of order. Because how can you, because a lot of those kids live off of that kind of adrenaline rush of causing chaos. And Joey knows it. He's gone to college recently. and you know that they live off that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's why I avoided crowds back then.
Having a National Guard out there is not going to scare them unless they start using real bullets. And really real crowd control measures, because what most Americans don't know is that we don't use real tear gas in America. We use pepper spray. Real tear gas will help you up.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
You will.
Anyway,
throw up.
I'm going to take a drink, so I'll be all right.
Okay, take care, Urbanite.
Well, it looks like, though, anytime they've called in the National Guard and they haven't been using lethal force, it's cleared up pretty quick. Because they're very organized. They have the manpower. They can create, you know, essentially choke points on the streets. They can control the area. I will say people should not go in wherever in the country into residential zones and start
really.
I don't
suggest that.
No, I especially in places where the Second Amendment is respected. That is not advised. And I don't advise, you know, people going and resorting to violence from any given side for whatever cause. If you're defending your home, that's one thing. Defending yourself, that's another. But the idea of, you know, breaking out and starting violence for big political reasons is, I think, fruitless and a dumb approach.
Also going out to the...
Not to mention immoral.
The rural area to protest, not a good idea.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen too much of that, have we?
I don't understand why.
Like, there are a lot of bold people, but they ain't crazy. Let's go to the phones and talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Top of the morning to you, gents.
Hello.
Well, Flower Child brought her A game today, I gotta tell y'all. I mean, she was right on point. And I agree with her wholeheartedly that if they don't fix it this time, then one party will be in control and they'll never relinquish it, because they've figured it out. You know, and it's really a sad, sad day in this country that we used to be known. We could put a man on the moon, all the great accomplishments, but we have to have foreign entities involved in our election because we can't figure it out. Just imagine if Biden had been ahead by a large margin and they stopped counting. And then they come back and they have the recapitulation of the votes and they said, oh, well, now you're behind and we've got all these votes. Could you imagine what the news media would be doing? They would have every reporter on the ground interviewing every voter that ever thought about voting. It would be a worldwide investigation. But they're going to sit on their hands, and they're complicit in it. I mean, it's just, I was watching Newsmax last night, and they were showing the little girl from Fox that was there at the press conference, and she sounded, I mean, Fox is sold out. They have just completely gone to the left.
Well, you can tell they lack vision. They don't have a clear, you know, marching orders from some general behind the scenes. And maybe there are some marching orders, but they're not very clear. So that's why you're getting all this infighting, a lot of passive aggressiveness between hosts and commentators, too. It is something. It's icky. And I've seen a few clips online, like, you know, when Tucker did that thing against Sidney Powell last night, that clip goes viral. But I have not sat down and watched any of Fox or any of really the networks or cable news in weeks now. In fact, I'm thinking of just getting rid of Hulu as football season's over, and I'm not watching the, you know, corporate press. Like, why do I need them?
It's so funny you say that. My wife told me that just the other night. She said, Hulu's going up. I think it's time to dump it. Football season's coming up or is over.
And there are other options out there.
Right, other options.
Yeah, I mean, it's just gotten to the point where just, you know, I don't watch any, I'm watching Newsmax, and that's pretty much the only one, but it just floors me that we got this lecture during the impeachment from old Shifty Shift about corroborating evidence was just as good. Corroborating evidence, statements from third parties were just as good as good old hard physical evidence that they didn't have. And as we know, during the Supreme Court hearings, you must be believed. If they say it and they're a Democrat, they've got to be believed. So why can't we use the same rules that they use? If a statement, a deposition, is just as good as hard physical evidence to them. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, brother.
You too.
272-9228. Let's go to Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, how we doing today?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How's Jack doing?
How you doing, Ronnie?
Hell, I've been better. I wouldn't be calling you. But anyway, back in the day, I was going to be drafted. My draft number is 54. I'm 19 years old. I'm single. And so I went ahead and joined up. Because I figured if I got drafted, it's probably going to be in the Army, and I know where I was going. That would have been in Vietnam. Even though I joined the Navy, that's the first place I went, Vietnam. And the second place. But anyway, and I hate to know, as a young person back then, because I thought I was fighting for my country. For whatever reason, I don't know why. I mean, I was young and dumb. But anyway, but now I look back, and why did I fight for my country as hard as I did? And these other people that ain't with us anymore. to come up with a situation like this. We as American citizens cannot allow this to happen. If you have to get your shotguns, your pistols, your AK-47s, and you keep Biden and his socialist elites out of it, because it ain't nothing. They ain't nothing but bartenders and pieces of crap. That's all they are. They don't know squat. They want to get their pockets full. They want to get rich, just like Hunter did. Barack Obama getting $400,000 a year as president. How does he come out of the White House as a multimillionaire with more than $20 million in his pocket? He's a crook. He's a thug. And it wasn't administration Obama had. It was a damn crime spree from all of them. And I'm ill about it. I'm pissed off about it. And the Democrats is stealing this election. And we as Americans should not put up with it. Write your congressmen. Write your senators. Put pressure on them. Make Mike Rogers get off his ass for one time and do something for the people of this state. Because Mike Rogers ain't done squat, what I can see. I want anybody that can tell me what Mike Rogers has done for the state of Alabama in his district. They can't do it because he ain't done nothing. He like Joe Biden. Well, that's all I got to say, boss man.
Thank you, Ronnie.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep it up. We get the truth from you. Get the truth from Tucker Carlson and Hannity. And I just appreciate y'all because we get the truth from 93.1. And y'all take care.
Thank you, Ronnie.
9 to noon.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Take care, Ronnie.
272-9228. And just as a matter of fact, this is, in fact, true. I double-checked it because sometimes you hear a lot, Jack, you know, and it's like, hey, is that in fact true? Especially when it's a crazy fact. But I brought this up before, but just to remind folks, did you know that Chief Justice John Roberts, before he was Chief Justice, Justice Brett Kavanaugh, before he was Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, before she was sworn in to be a justice or judge on the federal bench, they were all on George W. Bush's legal team for Bush v. Gore in 2000.
They're on whose legal team?
Bush's.
Well, I knew that Amy Coney Barrett had gone down there, but I didn't know Kavanaugh and Roberts had gone down there.
Yeah, Roberts flew to Florida in November 2000 to assist W's legal team. He helped prepare the lawyer who presented Bush's case to the Florida State Supreme Court and offered advice throughout. Kavanaugh was also in private practice in 2000, and he helped the Bush legal team. He wrote on a 2018 Senate questionnaire that his work related to recounts there in Florida. So, interesting stuff, and Barrett also helped. She said, one significant case on which I provided research and briefing assistance was Bush v. Gore. That's fascinating. So three Supreme Court justices were on the Bush team for the last time we had a big contested election. My God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting how small the world is up there in Washington, D.C., Jack.
You're exactly right.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Terry. Hey, Terry.
Hey, One American News. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm with Ehrman. Ronnie needs to look up Joe Brown, Judge Joe Brown, and look at the commentary on who Barack Obama really is. And the Bushes are with Barack Obama, have been for years. Just watch that on YouTube. He explains the whole situation. I've looked it up. It's definitely true. Back when he was a little boy, he would actually go over to the Bush's house with this certain man. And if you'll watch the YouTube videos, you'll see what I'm talking about. You'll find out why he's one of the richest men in the world now. That's why Barack Obama's got so much money, because his granddaddy died and left it to him. And you'll find out who that granddaddy is. You'll go, whoa, wait a minute. And all that team that you just said, yeah, they were with Bush, which is with Obama. It's deep state. You got to watch the video, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a fact. Joe Brown is the, you know, the old judge. You know,
and the source for this is Judge Joe Brown?
Yes. I want you to look up Judge Joe Brown and Obama.
All right.
Just put down Obama, and it'll pull it up, and you can watch the whole interview. He does several interviews on different people, and every bit of it, if you go back and check his what he's saying, well, I'll be damned. It'll be there every time.
Well, I'll look into it. I've never heard of that. I've heard of Frank Marshall Davis, Bill Ayers, all that, and those tales, but I'll double check. I'll look into that. Thank you.
And you'll see. All right.
Thank you, Terry. 272-9228. John.
Hey, John, you there, buddy?
So Joey. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
So, Joey, what do you think the odds are anything that guy said are true just then?
I'm very skeptical of it.
Yeah, pretty skeptical, too.
I mean, though, I'll say this, John, the more I do this job and the more I read, where I'm learning to find more truth is not the day-to-day news, but read history books that study essentially, you know, all the, for instance, Joseph McCarthy wasn't a kook. He was full of himself, and he made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I've heard your take on Joseph McCarthy and what a great man he was.
Well, no, he wasn't a great man. He was also onto something, though.
Why don't you read a book about the Kent State protesters and speak up when a lunatic like that calls in and asks for real bullets to be used against peace protesters?
I said that the National Guard, it's not necessary. They can do choke points, these sorts of things.
Didn't a single one of y'all speak up and tell that guy that what he's saying is extremely dangerous? That real bullets need to be used against protesters. We need to shoot American citizens. Come on, fellas. Somebody in there have some morals and speak up against these lunatics that y'all know are just speaking complete falsehoods and lies, trying to stir stuff up.
No,
you know
we don't.
Guy that just called us completely full of crap. So you think America? I mean, nobody spoke up. The guy's calling for American citizens to be shot. Like, that's a good idea, and it's just silence in the room from y'all. It's disgusting.
Anything else? Didn't think so.
We can go back and listen to what I said to that, and I don't advocate that. What I said is I advocate you can defend yourself and your home, and all this other talk shouldn't lead to anything like violence, and that it hasn't been necessary for the National Guard to do that. So I appreciate the shaming, but have a good day, John.
Yeah, you want to go on?
272-9228. What, Jack?
That was a little rough.
Yeah. Tensions are high out there. Let's go to Biloxi Gambler.
He wasn't talking about shooting peaceful protesters. Peaceful protesters are fine. He was talking about shooting the rioters. He's talking about shooting the ones that took over downtown Seattle. That tried to create their own encampment. He's trying to talk about people that broke out glass, set things on fire. And no, that dude is an idiot. He made me mad. And I don't even talk about other callers. But that's insane to call up and talk to you about having morals when he's some left-wing plant idiot trying to support Antifa. No. We do not. If you start fires, just like that kid that got hit in the head with a skateboard, and the kid had an AR-15, don't bring a skateboard to a gunfight. Anyway, that's all I got today, dude. Y'all have a good weekend.
Later, buddy.
Well, we have to hit a break. Who's this on three?
D-Tech.
All right. Ole Miss, Jason, y'all hold your positions. We'll be right back. Now, my position is people should calm the F down, honestly. We're not happy about what's happening in this country. But I do not ever advocate violence unless it is in defense of yourself. We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Margaret's pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. That's right. Every single item in the store has a special blowout price. It's an absurd price. You can put it on a layaway, pick it up Christmas Eve, 10% down. That's it. And blowout items. Diamond studs, $99. Pearl studs, $29. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Plenty more blowout specials. Don't miss us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peptry Shops. We're open at 7 p.m. during the sale every day now through Black Friday, except we're closed for Turkey Day. Thank you. Come see us.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We're talking with Jason at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road and Highway 14. It's that special time of the year. Jason, I know you have a lot of great customers.
Yes, sir, Sam. I wanted to invite everyone to come by our store here in Wetumpka who's never visited before and come see our selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols and ammo. Also wanted to thank everyone who has visited us this year. I know it's been a tough year for some people, but if you're not comfortable visiting our store, you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. If you do want to come in the store, our store hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us. You got a ton of stuff going on downtown, including Christmas.
Amen, Bubba. Thanksgiving and Christmas are right here on us. You know, we always get excited this time of the year because I've got my Christmas tree up. We put it out the other day. We've got ornaments on it. We've got all kinds of cool ornaments that have come in, and we've got a lot of other items that have come in. You know, we're loaded down with gifts, whether it be candies, pecans, jewelry, purses. purses. We've got some good-looking purses back in. We've got a lot of jellies and jams, a lot of the Alabama Sunshine products, the Bordeaux sauce. We've got the bearded pickle guy. He's got his stuff in there. And we have those fine, fresh pecans, new crop pecans. We have got some of the best chocolates. And the candies, we make them fresh daily.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to try to get in. I'm Joey, he's Jack. How you doing, Jack?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Let's go to the phones and let's... I don't even know who... Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, this is DK.
Hey, DK. How are you?
I'm as good as can be on a bright, sunny Friday morning. Just a little follow-up to the last two or three callers that have, you know, talked about the rioting and the peaceful protesting and, you know, so on and so forth. We're in a precarious spot in this country now because we're so polarized. You got those on the left that want free things. They are felt entitled to things. And if they don't get it, they pitch a fit and they start throwing temper tantrums. And then you got those on the right, which I consider myself, who, you know, work for what we have. We don't mind working. We want to work. We want to earn. We want to do what's right by ourselves, our family, and God. And yet those on the left are allowed to just come and take and do whatever they want to do without repercussion. I think the gentleman that talked about, you know, real bullets, I think he's got something in the fact that us on the right, we're kind of tired of sitting back and watching all this unfold and nothing being done about it. We're tired of the corruption. We're tired of nobody being put in jail for, you know, the things that are, you know, thrown against the right. You know, Russiagate and the Hillary emails, and is nobody's held accountable to anything anymore. And I think those on the right are sitting there going, hey, guys, you know, if you're not going to hold them accountable, you got some people on the right side that are going to say, we will. And if you're going to allow these people to come in and tear up our businesses and you're going to allow them to come in and walk through our neighborhoods and beat on doors and be violent, then, you know, you got to meet force with force at some point. And I get what he's saying. And then the guy that called in after that saying, well, you know, we're going to be shooting peaceful protesters and Americans and so on and so forth. There's a line that gets crossed in there that causes them to not be a protester anymore. Where does this end? You know, I think we're in a really tough spot because people are going to have to make really tough decisions, and it's coming down to that. And I can see it going that way if Trump doesn't get put in. And I can see it going another direction if Biden does, in fact, win the election. I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts?
I think you have to worry more about unrest from the left than you do from the right. I mean, the Trump people will not be happy if he doesn't win, but I don't think they're going to burn down the country. If it goes the other way, I think we all need to watch out.
And generally speaking, it would be nice if mayors and governors would cooperate like certain places have, where if you have professionals come in, they aren't using deadly force. They're using other tactics that are very much short of that, and they calm situations down. It's when you allow these situations to fester and fester and escalate And then you have a corporate press saying, peaceful, mostly peaceful. Yeah, it was mostly peaceful during the day. That was one thing. What's happening at night? And it comes across as a cynical strategy. So I don't want violence in our streets. And in fact, I think it's because we're beating our heads against the wall, trying to take over the power in D.C. that nobody in this country can breathe. They all feel under siege by the left or by the right. And if we could actually get back to liberty, back to localism, protect people's rights, if you need the federal DOJ to do that from this country's history, do that. But let Alabama be Alabama. Let Vermont be Vermont. Let Texas be Texas. Let California be California. But I'm tired of this. We have to make every decision out of D.C. It's driving people crazy. And if you have a common sense idea of, if my business is under assault, I might want to defend it, you're considered some sort of fascist. It's ridiculous what's happening. And I'm really pissed off because it seems like a cynical play, and it's been going on that way for the whole year. And on top of a pandemic, and you look historically, often brings about revolutions. I don't want that. I want peace. I want prosperity. I want liberty for all people in this country.
I'm with you. I totally am with you. And I can hear it in your voice. You're pissed off, too. What about those that are going to be pissed off if this kind of stuff is allowed to continue to happen? What's going to happen then? I think, you know, Jack, you're talking about you don't think that you're going to see it from the right. If this stuff is allowed to be continue to happen, I think you're going to see an overwhelming force, because it kind of, as the riots continued, you started to see the opposition build to it. And then you had the kid in Michigan that, you know, fired a shot in self-defense. I think that's, somebody had said at one point that might be the new shot that's heard around the world. It could be. People are going to get tired of it. They're already tired of it. They're tired of lockdowns. They're tired of mask mandates. They're tired of being told what they can do in their own little home. Look, here's the deal. I haven't worn a mask yet, and I'm not going to. If I'm told to wear a mask, I'm going to say, see ya. I'm gone. I'm not in here. I don't believe they work. I think the science is there. People are just tired of being told how to do something, what to do, you know, what they can do. I mean, I know I'm kind of flip-flopping on that, but at the same time, people are just tired. They're tired of all of it. And at some point in time, people are going to start flipping switches. So something's got to be done, like you said, Joey. We got to get back to liberty and localism.
And what I'm really tired of is that we allow the people up there, the ruling elite in the press, in the federal government, to pit us against one another. I'm tired of it. We got to stop falling for this trick. It's really us against them, and I'm not looking for some conflict. I'm looking for them to leave us the hell alone.
The problem is, one side's not going to leave the other side alone as long as they allow those. Yeah. As long as you allow violence and you allow people to break the law openly and let that happen, there's always going to be conflict. There will never be so. It's all Democratic-led cities. It's all there. You come to other places and where it's Republican-led, you don't have these problems. People know, look, just like they do it in these cities where they know they're going to get away with it. They're not coming to rural America. It's not happening.
Well,
they know they're not going to get away with it.
Why I would ask for a focus on localism. For instance, have we had these issues here in Montgomery? Have we had them in the River Region?
No, we haven't.
Right.
We haven't.
And I think it's because there are people still within living memory of them, living history, who are maybe listening right now, who remember much worse times for Montgomery than we've had right now. And we don't need to go back there.
No, I agree. I don't want to go back there. But I'm just saying that if it's allowed to continue, if that kind of stuff continues, you're going to see people flipping switches. It's going to happen.
Well, DK, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
272-9228. 272-9228. How about we hit a break here?
Good idea.
You doing all right, Jack?
Yeah, I'm losing my voice and coughing.
Well, do you have any lozenge?
Yeah, somewhere.
Well, pop a lozenge. We got this break. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad, got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our week-long chill is fading, and I think you're going to love the details of the weekend forecast. Today, total sunshine, a warmer day with a high up to about 73. Tonight, not nearly as cold as it has been. Overnight low, 51. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine. Great Saturday forecast. Both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 70s. Sunday, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. Monday will be in the low 70s and dry. We've got our eyes on a storm system in the middle of Thanksgiving week that looks pretty interesting. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to do it yourself, repaint that bedroom, repaint maybe the front porch, whether it's the interior or exterior of your home, get all your paint and stain supplies there at Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center, located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. You'll see it in that little strip center, Benjamin Moore New Look Decorating Center. Stop by, say hi to Brian Carr, the owner, or Brett Lanham, the manager, both paint specialists in their own right. Their whole team can help you. Well, find inspiration and then make that inspiration a reality. Whether it's a do-it-yourself job or you're contracting out, be sure to get all those paint and stain supplies there at New Look Decorating Center. Again, their location, 6237 Atlanta Highway, or give them a call at 271-0007, 271-0007. Thank you to New Look Decorating being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go back to the phones. Full board, 272-9228. Jason.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Just wonderful.
Good. Listen, you know, I've been listening to y'all's show, I guess, since probably last October, actually. My dad's a big fan, listens to you guys. Myself, I am a Democrat, but I do like to flip on Fox News sometimes, and I like to listen to you guys just to kind of give me a point of view where everybody's at.
Give me some more point of reference, Jason. How old are you?
I'll be 43 this month.
Okay, cool.
What kind of got me a little upset, you know, I was leaving the store, coming down the road, and, you know, that caller that everybody's been calling about, the one shooting the protesters and stuff. I've heard callers similar to that, and I don't know if it's y'all show or the show later on in the day, but, you know, when they start spouting off stuff about Civil War and shooting protesters, I just really think you guys need to hang up on them right then and there. I mean, we got enough division in our country as it is.
Right. I'll put it this way, Jason. I know Urbanite. I actually know Urbanite pretty well. We've met off air, and Urbanite and I, you know, we've broken bread talking about, you know, the first Prince album and why you want to treat me so bad. I know Urbanite. That's why I gave Urbanite the benefit of the doubt, expressing that angst and emotion, and why I responded the way I did. And the unfortunate part of this gig at times is that when we do hang up and drop certain things, you don't know. And
I got you. I think you handled it very well.
Advice, because tensions are high, especially folks who are despairing, they worry about the future of the country for whatever reason. And it's advice I give myself looking in the mirror. It's advice to anybody out there, especially folks who are on the verge of violence. Number one, violence ain't going to solve anything. It's a fruitless proposition. It's wrong. It's immoral in many cases,
right,
unless you're defending yourself. But the best advice to anybody out there is self-improvement. Look to your own life. Look to your friends. These things are more important than the games that, let's say, the elite are playing to pit us against one another.
Well, let me ask you one more question, or let me ask y'all's opinion about something.
Sure.
The recent elections, your last caller, I think, he called and said he was tired of corruption.
Yeah.
You know, we got so much corruption in Alabama as it is with the good old boy system.
Yeah.
What, you had Doug Jones, who's probably one of the most bipartisan senators out there. He signed, I think, 20-something bills with other Republicans. He got stuff done. But then Alabama, I had to scratch my head because I feel like Alabama votes against their own interest every single day, Josh Moon. And why would Tommy Tuberville get elected over Doug Jones?
Well, politics is about wedge issues, number one. So Doug Jones did work on a lot of things across the aisle, but I think there were things that are going to get done anyway, for the most part. There were a few interesting things I heard Doug did, like he expanded the rules on cold cases. He worked with Ted Cruz on that. That was an interesting bill. But it's about wedge issues. So on key votes that a lot of Alabamians care about, say on abortion bill votes, on the impeachment vote, on so many of these things, and just on the question of Donald Trump himself, you saw the margins. You know, there are all these tight margins to other states, but Donald Trump won this state pretty handily. And so a lot of those things Doug did, I think they're still going to get done. And I've already, you know, heard, I know, talked to him. Tuberville's already working with Senior Senator Shelby, and they're already working with Shelby being there on appropriations on doing a lot of things for the state. And so people can disagree and have a different assessment on what are Alabama's interests. And there are a lot of arguments here locally over expansion of Medicaid and the like. But yeah, it's always, especially at the national level, about wedge issues. And Tuberville was that guy to take on Jones. I think Sessions would have dealt with it handily. I think Bradley Byrne would have. I think John Merrill, if he had stayed in the race, would have, and if he became the nominee for the Republicans. Doug Jones kind of won because it was a fluke, because people did pick Roy Moore initially in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Moore was a polarizing figure within the conservative movement, and then you throw in what happened with the news media and
right. What
they unearthed about Roy and how he responded. That led Shelby to throw him under the bus, and that led a lot of... So Doug was kind of a dead man walking, politically speaking.
From day one.
I think he knew that. That's why.
Yeah.
And Steve Flowers commented with this. He's known Doug Jones since he was in college. Doug, to his credit, has always been a rock-rib, liberal, progressive. Same guy. And I think he, for instance, if you know this holds with Biden, I think it will. I think that's the most likely outcome. Watch for Doug Jones to get a cabinet position, if not attorney general.
I'm pulling for the attorney general. I am. It's either probably him or Keith Ellison. But, you know, I just, you know, like I said, guys, first time calling. I listen to you guys. I'm yelling at the window at a red light when I hear certain things. But, you know, I just wanted to call in and say, hey, you know, y'all do have some Democrats listening.
Yeah, we do.
But, you know, I guess this is my last thing. I'm going to let you guys get on to your other callers. The Late Show, I don't know what and whatnot. Well, I mean,
Here's the deal. Greg's a good friend of mine. You can take it up with Greg.
I will. All right, guys. Well, y'all have a good day. Thanks for the conversation, and maybe I'll give you guys a call back.
I appreciate it, Jason.
272-9228. Got to hit this break. JD, Chris, Alabama Wildman, hold your positions.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement, make your purchase, and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at Alabama Dumpster.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Fasten your seatbelts, folks. We'll be prepared for takeoff.
Limu, how cool is this? Your first time flying. Oh, I didn't mean... Listen, Limu, you might not be able to fly, but you do something even cooler. You tell strangers that Liberty Mutual customizes their car insurance so they only pay for what they need.
Sir, do you have a certificate for your service bird?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Not much time here, so let's go through these calls quickly. Let's go to JD. Hey, JD.
Hey, I'm going to try to make it short, sweet, and fast. I've been listening to your show for a very, very, very long time. And you know what? Out of that whole time, I didn't hear that caller that called in and like CNN News and twisted the words you said on the radio, which is atrocious to begin with. I understand if you disagree with something another caller says, but don't twist the words of Joey Clark when I know he did not say that. But I didn't hear him call in when Madonna talked about blowing up the White House. I didn't hear him call in when that old jackleg held up the severed head of our president, Donald Trump. I hear people calling in, and this is part of the problem. I hear people calling in to refute a right-wing side. Now, whether it's right or wrong is irrelevant. If you want to refute one side, if there's a problem with the other side, you need to refute it as well. Quit being biased in all this action. That's what's dividing, is the biased decision-making. If you want to have say, you know, Republican did something bad, that's fine. But don't forget, there are Democrats that are doing stuff bad, too. Go ahead and call them out. But we have a lack of only calling out one side and not the other. One side gets to go out and vandalize. And to that caller, I commend him. I hope he moves out to Seattle and sings Kumbaya over a fire that's burning down somebody's business, because that's what's going on.
Appreciate it, JD.
But don't twist the words of Joey Clark.
Well, I wonder how many people will listen. People hear what they want to hear. Appreciate it, JD. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Later, buddy.
272-9228. This is a name I've never heard. Juliet Hotel? Juliet?
Juliet Hotel here.
Oh, hello.
Hey, nice to speak to you, Joey, finally. I just want to talk about the Democrat caller for just a second.
Mm-hmm.
The very first thing out of his mouth was, hey, let's censor the other side that I don't agree with. And I thought that from that point on, everything he had to say was of no value. That's right. How he started out. Hey, let's just shut the other side down. I don't agree with what they said, so you should take them off the air. You shouldn't allow them to speak. So,
like I said before, I do, actually. There are lines for me to cross as well.
Yeah. Well, I understand that if somebody's openly expressing a violent opinion or whatever, you can't handle that. But that's not really what the caller before was talking about. He was talking about, like we all agree on, that he was talking about defending the community from violent people, not peaceful protesters. There's a whole different animal. But, you know, the Democrat ear hears, oh, you want to put down people, suppress people, and not allow people to express themselves, when that's not what's happening. And it's, I don't know how we get through to people that can't hear what's actually being said. I mean, how do you change their mindset? You know, and maybe we're guilty of that too, that we can't change our mindset. Well,
this is why I don't think it has much traction, unfortunately, but this is why I continue to say we have to reduce the power that we're arguing over in Washington, D.C. It makes everybody feel under siege. And
it does, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few thousand people, you know, probably 10 or 15,000 people in power that are causing all this trouble. And, you know, I've heard the term demographic time bomb used before. And usually that's, you know, talking about populations aging.